the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. It's fighting.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
When.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Morning, guys. Welcome to Wednesday. Crevo, Meg, how are we?
Good morning. Feeling great.
I just want to turn this music down.
Hey, what?
It's
why is
too,
that?
Far too loud. Meg and I went out to the pub yesterday.
Yeah, I bailed.
Yeah.
I was going to go.
You didn't show up.
And then
maybe
I didn't
it was
show
a good
up.
Thing.
Well, hey, you guys
we
seem to have
loved
fun.
We would have loved you there, don't get me wrong.
You guys seem to have a good time.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
It was a great time. We went to Honeysuckle Hotel, watched race, put some bets on. Between us, Meg and I won $5 on the big race.
And when we say we won $5, as in I won $3, but it was actually a refund because one of the horses got scratched.
Oh.
So it wasn't even a win.
You got $3 back.
I got $3 back.
Maybe
I should reinvest that.
Yeah, hey, why not?
To the bookies again. They all say incentivize is going to win, came second.
Well, the reason they say that, somewhat ironically, is to incentivize you to bet on that horse because that's how they make their money. It's all a numbers game. But hey, the big winner of all of this
Jackson.
Is Jackson.
Yeah, you should listen to me.
He didn't even spend his own money.
No, I'm psychic, I think, by the way. I had like a really good day. Do you know how you have days where you just pick the winners of things and you're just like, everything's coming up Milhouse?
So your dad was in Melbourne, right?
Actually, do you know what? I'm not 100% sure where he is. He was at some race track. I'm not sure if it's the actual race, though. But he did ring me and he said, do you want to put a bet on? And I was like, sure, let's go with, I don't know, number 4, maybe. And then, bam, winner. And I was like, should I share the winnings? Because he paid. Then I thought, nah, you don't get rich by being friendly, do you?
You can share the winnings with us.
You don't get rich by being friendly, do you?
Did you not just hear what he said?
Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic.
Yeah, stop.
Did you pick any winners, Jeffs?
No, and no. I didn't even watch it, to be honest.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, like, yesterday. I don't know why. Often I like to go and watch and put in a couple of dollars, my only bet of the year. For some reason, I just didn't this year.
I don't know. I don't know why. Not anyway. Done now.
The pandemic has conditioned me to stay at home. I think that's what it is.
On with the show. Let's get it done today.
A little bit of a hurry there, Maddie.
Only 3 more hours to go, buddy. That's all we've got left.
Yeah.
Lads versus lasses. 13, 10, 9 if you want to play. We need one guy, one girl. The lads on 76. The lasses are on 84. We've got a $70 voucher for Gamble and Brown. Katara up for grabs. Don't be a turkey. Get catering for Chrissy with Gamble and Brown with 5% discount if you order before the 14th of November. gamblingbrown.com.au. If you want to play, the lines are open. 13, 10, 9.
We need that in here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do we have any staffies?
One guy, one girl. Come on. We need to do this. Come on, lads. 76. We're a bit behind.
Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, we still need a lass on 13, 10, 9 if you want to play. The lads on 76, the lasses on 84. We don't really need the win, but we'll take it. $70
so
voucher
cocky.
For Gamble and Brown. Guitara up for grabs if you want to play 13, 10, 9. Let's do this.
All right, let's go to Danny from Gillison Heights. He's a floor and wall tiler, loves his fishing and camping, and did not have a bet on the Melbourne Cup and says he has zero interest in it at all. Good morning, Danny. Hello, Danny. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Danny?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, going well, mate. Much on for today?
Yeah, just on my way to work. We're getting ready for work.
Big jobs on?
Yeah, got flat out.
Yeah, nice, man. Booked out for a while. Hey, let's kick this off, man. Question number one for you this morning. Who plays Magic Mike in the film of the same name?
Channing Tatum, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Question number two. What type of brush is best used when blow-drying hair?
A hairbrush?
give us a shape.
Yeah, a shape.
the round one?
Yeah. Oh, he knows his ladies.
Damn right.
Question number three, which is multiple choice. Jimmy Choo is best known for making what? Is it A, makeup, B, stockings, or C, shoes?
Stockings.
New.
No. Yes.
Famous so. Shoes. Two out of three, man. Good job
Pretty
this
good.
Morning.
Oh, yeah, well done.
Time to meet our lass now. Let's see if you can beat this. It's Kelly. She's from Maitland, works in aged care, and is happy to not have a hangover today. How you doing, Kelly?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Now, you'll see a lot of your workmates all looking a bit dusty, and you'll be looking fresh-faced.
Yeah.
All part of the plan, eh, Kel?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into your questions. Of course, you need three for an instant win or two to take it to a tiebreaker. Number one, what is the brand Datum known for making? This comes with a little hint. It's used on building sites all the time. So that brand is Datum. What are they making? No, it's Laser Levels. All right, next one. This one is multiple choice. What material would you cut with a cold saw? Is it A, bricks, B, concrete, or C, metal?
Men?
No. Which means as well.
Lads win.
Lads, yes. lads. It's a victory.
We are clawing back, guys.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It feels
one
good.
Point
feels
at a time.
Nice, Meg. Sucked in.
We've still got a ways to go.
Still a long way behind, my friend. Take that sucked in back.
Hey, we'll take what
Make
we can
me.
Get.
Hey, guys, coming up next, it's coming up to Christmas. It's been a long year, and you know, I'm so bad when it comes to thinking of different types of gifts to buy my friends and family. I'm the worst gift buyer.
I struggle with it.
Do you know what? I'm a gift card kind of guy. Mm. Producer Jackson brought something to our attention yesterday, though. It's a new type of gift. It's a bit of a novelty gift, but this is must hear. Why leave out the people you don't like in your life at Christmas?
Oh, that's a great
point.
I don't
like wasting money on those people.
No, when I tell you what this gift is, you'll happily hand over the money. Okay. I'm going to tell you what it is next. The Novos. Oh, yesterday was a great day. Producer Jackson comes in after the show with a very interesting new business that he found online on Instagram. I've done some research, found the website. Now, this is a novelty gift. I do love a novelty gift. Cheap. They get a laugh. But this type of gift isn't meant for your friends or family. This is meant for the people that you hate and you don't like in life.
The people that annoy you in life.
Think about your annoying boss or that friend you no longer speak to. Why not send them this Christmas a box of shit?
Just like junky stuff that you throw in the drawer?
Or? No. So you can actually go to this website. It's called sendshit.com.au. Now, this service includes a freshly laid log packaged up in a box with a ribbon. You can send it anonymously to anyone in the country.
I like that it has a ribbon, so they'll be not suspicious at all.
But you know it's a gift. You know it's a present.
Somebody has got you a gift.
Now, Jackson, you pulled the picture up yesterday.
Yeah.
First question, how did you come across this? And second question, who are you sending it to?
I was just looking at like joke gifts to give people because I've got a few people's birthdays in my life coming up and I thought, oh, I don't want to go the usual route of just like a candle or like a bottle of alcohol. You know what I mean?
The candle is the ultimate like...
I was sort of...
opposite of this gift.
Well, it actually comes in what looks like a candle box, but I was sort of just doing a Google and I thought, I wonder if you can actually send that kind of thing to people. So I did just do a Google and you can. And then I loved the reasoning on there that they give you as to like why you can send a gift to somebody. Did you see that section?
Yeah. So I've got the website open here now. The top 10 reasons why you should send shit to somebody in your life. Number one, for the person who gave you a bad rating on YouTube or eBay, the teacher who has failed you or just gives you the shits. A gift to a salesman who has swindled you, sick of the neighbor's dog pooing in your yard and want to give them back the friendly gift. For that one friend who is always speaking shit. I love this. To send to a boss or employee just to remind them that they're doing a shitty job.
This is hilarious. I think they're going to do very well in a pandemic year because there's so many people that have realized how annoying other people in their life are.
It's also free shipping, which is great because like it's so costly at the moment to send stuff through Australia Post.
Well, it is. You know, all of the postal lines are clogged.
Now, I'm just concerned because Australia Post do have a backlog at the moment. If that's sitting in a storage shed at Australia Post in summer for like 3 weeks, that's not going to be a good time.
Well, I mean, even I feel like you're getting more value for money
then.
That's
true, but I kind of feel sorry for the Australia Post guys on this.
Surely it's sealed in there somehow. I imagine that it's like a little plastic liner inside the box. That's okay. What I would think at a minimum because they wouldn't want their business being exposed, if you will.
Do you know what I... oh, my God. Do you know what I love about this? I love that there's people employed to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get into the minds of the persons that are applying to work at sendshit.com.au. Like, where do they do it?
It must be from an animal.
What are the credentials are to get this job?
Are they told what to eat?
It does look like cow manure.
I think it must be from a cow. I don't think it's a person actually doing that into a box.
So this is like a boy farmer's side hustle? You know?
Don't ruin the fantasy for me.
For you, you thought it was a person like, carefully absolutely. Pointing at a box. Point and shoot, if you will.
Just hovering. Also, too, in regards to Australia Post being delayed, it puts a whole new meaning to backlog, right?
And it's the only job where you won't get in trouble from the boss for spending too much time in the toilet.
Well, absolutely. In fact, you'd be rewarded.
Encouraged.
Yeah. You get a bonus this week.
$45.
Pretty reasonable, I thought, actually, when I seen that. $45.
Not that expensive.
Candle had cost more.
To say say what you want to an enemy.
A glasshouse candle's $55.
And you'd have to pay for postage.
That is true.
A whole different smell going on with the glasshouse stuff, though, isn't it? It's a bit of, like, lemongrass and, and sweet lavender or something.
Well, it's really a present where it's like a say-what-you-think-about-me smell. Do you know what I mean?
You don't even need words with this gift.
No.
It just speaks for itself.
No need for a card.
Can you include a gift card like you do on normal presents?
No, you can't include a gift card. Interesting, though. I think I'm going to do this.
Excellent.
I have to decide who I'm sending it to.
Please report back.
I'd love to order one to the station. No, just
there
to
goes
see,
the surprise.
Just to inspect it. No, I'm not going to send it to anyone here. Of course.
Right.
What's your address?
I'll give it to you after.
Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. What a box of shit that was. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie. And Crevo.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day. Let's go.
All right, one of my favourite bits of Melbourne Cup Day is the next day, jumping on like Daily Mail and seeing all of the antics of the revelers. I'm just going to say that because a lot of people, they get real boozy and especially after the year we've had, can't even blame them, right?
They get a bit loose.
Everybody, of course, remembers the girl who... pushed that police officer into a garden bed. Just so embarrassing that was. But then there's some really funny stuff that happens as well. You've got to laugh. So what I thought we could do next is open up the cup confessional. So 13 10 09 if you want to get involved with that. But before we get to that, we've obtained some audio of you, Maddie, at what the French call Le Honeysuckle Hotel. Let's have a listen to you after... Were you drinking beer, I think, wasn't it? Is what my spies told me.
You can say, Meg.
So what did we start off with? Prosecco?
This makes me sound like an alcoholic.
There was Prosecco.
It's cup day. Who cares?
Then there was beer.
Yeah.
Then there was Canadian Club.
Yeah.
Then there was espresso martini.
So you just went, I'll have one of everything on the menu, please, sir.
Newmark.
And they gave it to you.
All right. Let's
listen to Maddie after a few drinks.
Where are you now? You and I.
How unfortunate.
We crossed the line. Ayo.
Grant, you are vibing with Illy.
Yeah, why not?
Oh my God.
How good's Illy?
I realized at that point that it was time to go home because we were like on the balcony section and we were the only ones up there. Everyone's downstairs dancing, having a great time, and here I am, this loser screaming.
This is what
we're... And you didn't get kicked out at that point.
Meg,
it's cup day.
Go shove it.
Typical behaviour of someone that drinks an espresso martini. Oh,
so this is what we're doing next. 13:10:09. What did you see? Did you see some people getting real loose out and about on the town? Or maybe it was yourself. You want to dub yourself in. Of course, caller of the week this week wins a pizza oven.
That's right.
So if you've got a great story, 13:10:09. The Novos.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Yeah, we're opening up the cup confessional because, of course, wherever you are out and about on the town, you see people after a couple of drinks, and it's one of the best and funniest things to see. The Daily Mail always capture a lot of great ones as well. Because, of course, this year, everyone's been party-starved as well.
Can I say, yesterday, it was just a really good vibe.
Yeah.
People were just enjoying themselves, and I'm all for that.
Like, yeah, so
you know, little Tuesday tipple, Melbourne Cup Day, great excuse, of course, but there was some trash around yesterday.
In particular, just watching as the cup was on, the amount of people just getting up and cheering and having a really good time just felt really good.
Yeah, it's a great vibe. Now, of course, you two were out at the Honeysuckle Hotel.
Yeah.
And, in and around there, even outside, did you see any interesting characters, let's say?
Yeah, so there was they had like a duo on stage. There was a guy with a guitar and a saxophone, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the real environment where you get really loose on the dance floor, but there was someone who was crowd surfing.
Oh, that's
that
funny.
Woman, she was in like a pink dress or whatever. She was crowd surfing and it didn't go very well, but it was quite interesting.
I always think the girls' bathroom is the place to see it all go down sometimes. The guys, like usually you see guys carrying on in the blokes' toilet, but yesterday fairly tame for the blokes, but I believe you had a different experience in the ladies.
I did, so there was already a lineup as it was, and then when I was in there, probably five stalls down on the left, three stalls down on the right, all I heard was... Girls throwing their guts up. I could tell there were two people in there holding someone's hair back.
Dude.
It's been a long time since I've heard that.
You hear the like heels clopping on
That's
the wet
what it
floor,
was. And
like
it was
slipping.
Oh, baby, you okay? Baby, you all right? Oh, let me hit your hair. Oh, my God.
Even driving through town yesterday afternoon, so many girls are carrying shoes.
Oh, yes.
Which is a classic.
Well, I actually wore heels for the first time in like a year yesterday.
Well, everyone's out of practice, right?
I just remember I did see this girl. She was wearing a satin dress and I think she had vomit down the front of her. You know, satin, it just shows up everything.
Well, of course, because it reflects the light that's there.
She had a good afternoon.
Can I have some of your sweet potato fries there on your...
What's that you've got on there?
Shunda, going to Shaz first up. Hey, Shaz, how are you?
Hey, dusty, very dusty.
tell us, what did you do? Where did you go?
We went for a little time out, you know, and it was a pretty good... I'm a bit of a Maddie when I get drunk.
That is not a thing. That is not a thing, Shaz.
And I haven't done this... I haven't been out like that in like 12 months, so I was pretty Maddie. I was
mad. This is now a term on this show.
I love that.
Getting a bit batty on the way.
Out with you guys. I'm definitely doing it. I love it. I'm wetting myself today.
I reckon you sound like a singer, like me, Shaz.
Oh, yeah, I would have duetted with Maddie. I would have had a ball.
You had your own party going on, though, Shaz.
Oh, yeah, I did. Don't you reckon, Meg, I would have partied with you?
You would have gone hard, Shaz.
So we're going to have a night out at Toronto Hotel, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are, babe. 100%.
Yes.
The Toronto Hotel, eh?
Toronto pub there.
And, Maddie, can we just go slow, not till the end of the night on the martinis, all right? Because I will be feral on the martinis. So let's Just not do the martinis, all right?
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
We'll wait till we get back to mine and then we'll do martinis.
Yes. Come back to Shaz's.
Shaz's.
We'll have a coffee machine too, so we'll be right.
Yeah, there you go.
Espresso.
Fancy schmancy espresso martinis. Yeah.
But I can't do coffees this morning. No way. Dusty as.
The dog, Shaz.
Have a great day, my friend.
Does not want to answer that question.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Oh, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
When. Maddie, Megan, Creepo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
All right, I went to Woolies the other day and peak laziness hit. Normally I go through the self-serve checkout and I'm like, you know what? Nah, not today. Went through the actual checkout with the real person there. And the kid was like probably 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
And I always take notice of the name badges. You know, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I worked at Woolies back in the day. I do that.
If this kid's listening right now, mate.
I feel bad. But bugger. It was something I never expected to see on a 17 to 18 year old kid.
Give it to us.
Barnaby. Look, like, I've never met anyone under the age of 50 with the name Barnaby before.
It is a bit of an older name. There's no doubt about that.
Now, maybe that's not even his real name. Back in the day when I used to work at Woolies, it was actually, like, it was a company policy that you had to wear a name badge, regardless if that was your name or not.
Oh, really? So you could get away with some other name.
If you forgot your name badge, you went to the front, like, service desk, and you just picked a random name badge. Like, I could be Rachel or, you know.
Just live a double life.
Live a double life. People go, hey, Rachel, how are you this morning? And you're trying to work out who they're talking. Oh, it's me.
Good, as you look down at your shirt.
I would wonder, though, given that, how he would feel about having the name Barnaby at that age.
It is an old person's name.
I would hate that.
Yeah.
And I would change my name.
Would you consider changing your name?
Definitely. Especially, some names are just a bit grating.
Barnaby Joyce has just killed that name.
Mm. He has ruined it. Like, he single-handedly ruined it for a couple of years.
Like a nuclear meltdown, like a Chernobyl or something. It's just unusable for hundreds of years.
So we want to know on 13-10-09, do you hate your name? Would you consider changing it?
Or have you
copped a lot of... Have you changed your name?
Well, you were going to change your name, Meg. You were telling us yesterday.
Oh, my God. You have to tell this story.
So for a lot of, like, my 20s, on Facebook in particular, I was known as Megzy.
Yeah.
Sparkle. I don't know why. I like glitter. I like sparkle. So I thought Megzy Sparkle is a great name.
So you're going to legally change your name.
I was going to legally. I looked into it. I actually filled the paperwork in. I just never officially went ahead and changed my name to Megzy Sparkle.
Aren't you glad that you didn't?
I don't think I would have gotten a job in radio if I had the name Megzy Sparkle. I don't think I would have got a job, period, if my name was Megzy Sparkle.
Especially when you're filling it out on a resume, people would think you're joking.
People would think I was joking.
Oh, this person's not serious. Megzy Sparkle. Megzy.sparkle@hotmail.com. That's an email address that made in the 90s.
When I was in high school or something like that. Luckily...
Here she comes.
It's Megzy Sparkle.
Could you imagine, though, if I was getting married? Do you, like my partner, do you, Josh, take this girl, Megzy Sparkle, to be your wife?
Disaster averted.
But have you changed your name? Did you want to change your name? 13-10-09. Every caller who gets to air this week goes in the draw to win a pizza oven, which is really cool.
Yeah.
The Novos.
Yeah, so I was just
saying... Megzy Sparkle, sorry.
I haven't been known as that for about 6 years. Leave it alone. So I was at Woolies the other day, and the guy who served me at the checkout was like 17 or 18, and I feel bad because if he's listening or his family's listening, I feel really bad for it, but I've never seen a young kid named Barnaby before in my entire... It just threw me through a loop. Maybe he grabbed someone else's name badge for the day. I don't know, but wouldn't you want to change your name? Especially with Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah, Barnaby Joyce says he's tainted the name, hasn't he?
Granted, I just want to put this out there. The young fellow who did serve me, absolutely lovely young fellow. So
there's nothing against him.
Nothing against you, but the name kind of threw me a little bit.
So we're asking on 13109, have you, like, changed your name? Have you wanted to change your name? Because back in the day, as Maddie just said, I wanted to change my name to what I was known as for, like, 10 years, which was Megsy Sparkle.
What did your mother say when you went to her and said, hey, Mum, I'm changing my name?
I never really mentioned it.
Oh, really?
No.
There's no greater insult than going to your mother or father and saying, I don't want your name.
Well, the last name is my dad's last name, who I don't speak to, and my actual name, my sister's chose for me. So, you know, it had nothing to do with Mum. I was named after... There's a movie back in, like, the late 80s called Mr. Mum, and the baby in that movie was called Megan, or whatever they call it over in America, and they thought, oh, that's cool, and they named me after that.
I love it that your sisters were given the job of giving... Like,
Mum had already named three other children.
I was going to say, she was over it at that point. Exhausted by the whole situation.
Go to Davina right now. Hey, Davina, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good. Question, did you change your name? If so, what was your former name?
No, I didn't change my name, but my name's Davina.
Yeah.
So quite an unusual name. And so when I was young, you know, no one else had that name. And I used to get really jealous and I was desperate to be called Jessica.
Really?
Is this because you couldn't find your name on, like, those personalised licence plates or something?
I still can't.
No?
You know, those little Christmas ornaments and magnets and, yep, no. I was just so disappointed.
Every time you're at a like a tourist shop at Janolan Caves or similar, and you're spinning those little rotating displays going, where's Davina? Never there.
Like I said, I still check.
So have you ever found anything with your name on it?
No.
Yeah, you just have to buy the letter D.
Or I just have to make my own up.
Yeah.
There's a whole industry for that now, to make customised things. I'm pretty sure for people who don't have... names that are on anything else.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I did it to my own kids now.
Davina, one time only, I'm going to start calling you Jessica. Jessica, thank you for your call this morning. You were great, Jessica. Appreciate it.
Go grab yourself a mini license plate and screw it onto a bike. Let's go to Mohammed. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Alhamdulillah.
Ah, good morning indeed. So tell us, you've got a name change story for us, do you?
Yeah, it's about 15 years ago. I met my wife from Indonesia. She was working for immigration in Hong Kong. And I changed my name to Muhammad Amin because she's a Muslim and I reverted to Islam.
Yeah, oh, wow! That's really cool. Yeah.
What a great story, man. So what was your name before, if you don't mind my asking?
Shane Bunyan. My mum named me, she told me, like, before she passed, she named me Shane because of, like, Troy Dunhill in the movie Shane, you know?
Oh, okay.
Hey, Muhammad, was it weird for the first few years getting used to the change?
It was a little bit, but, you know, it's like everything in life. It's just a matter of changing and adapting.
Yeah.
Do any of your mates still call you Shane by any chance?
My sister does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But it's knowing someone your entire life like that.
Most of my other friends know me as Muhammad, and I just started working a fortnight ago at Walls End Menor, and they all call me Muhammad, and they said, okay.
That's really cool.
Hey, what a great story. And what better reason to change your name than love?
Yeah.
That's no better reason.
Sweet.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, Muhammad.
Thanks for sharing
with
us.
What a difference. Shane to Muhammad.
Yeah.
Hey, doesn't matter. I guess you just change it. It's just a detail on a card, really, isn't it?
Well, I had a different last name for my whole, like, childhood.
Really?
So I had my dad's last name, which is Riley.
Really?
But I can't picture that.
It was interesting, though, because what happened, like the famous author, actually, spelled the same way, but how it worked, right, when I was born, my mum and dad were broken up.
Okay.
And my grandparents said to her when she gave birth to me, hey, don't legally give him my dad's last name, like, which is Riley. They were like, just put him under your name. So legally my whole life I've been Harrison, but in school they enrolled me as Riley. So there was a whole lot of confusion when I turned 18. It was harder to get, like, documents, birth certificates and the like under Riley. So I was like, you know what? I'm just rolling with Harrison.
Hey, why not?
So when you went and got a passport and things like that, was that really difficult?
No, it was easy because, like, it had been Harrison legally whole time.
Yep.
They just enrolled me in school as Riley.
Like, to throw your dad off the scent kind of thing. That you'd... that you were, like, right, like, using that
yeah,
name?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. There's probably a much deeper and darker story surrounding that, but, yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know if he was ever told.
Wow.
Mm. But, yeah, interesting. But it is weird, yeah. Like, embracing another name.
Mm. Yeah.
It's very, very cool stories yeah. there. Thanks, everyone, for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jackson, it's your birthday on the weekend, isn't it? What day?
It's on Sunday.
I want to talk about something next.
Yeah.
Meg has been suggesting a whole heap of presents she wants to buy you. Meg's like a gifter.
I am.
Yes.
A gift giver.
Yeah.
She loves to... She loves
a generous
to
spirit.
Buy gifts for people.
Yeah. I'm notoriously the guy that likes to sweep the birthday under the rug.
Well, that's not happening. On. I'm sorry. Meg
suggests presents to me, especially on our rides to work, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if Jackson will like that. I think I know you like pretty well at this point.
I think you do, yeah.
I want to run through a few lists next, like items that Meg's suggested.
That are probably horrible, but...
And I just want to, like, get you to say yes or no.
Just get a vibe. Okay, yep, simple.
Get right. a vibe check.
Okay, vibe check high. The Novos.
It's my birthday, I must spend my money. Ah, beloved producer Jackson, how old are you turning this weekend? 27?
Turning 28, actually.
28. Yes,
oh, my 28. God, you don't look a day over 22.
Thank you, it's all the Botox.
You're very spelt, my man.
I've been really trying to, like, put in effort, because they say once you start to get to your late 20s, you lose, like, all your collagen, and it's starting to kind of freak me out. I don't want wrinkles. You know, and it's harder to get.
I feel that
bitter.
On a spiritual level.
Well, you've so got the you've got all the good surgeons lined up, I'm sure, Jackson.
Yeah,
there's no there's no danger for you. Don't worry.
We spoke to Jessica Power from Big Brother VIP the other day, and I heard that you were chatting off air with her about who her doctor was,
yeah,
which
I was
is
trying
great.
To figure out who her surgeon was because she looks great. She looks really good. I mean, not the...
Wrinkle-free.
What do you really think, Jackson? What do you really think?
No, well, look, the lips are a little bit big. It kind of reminds me of, like, a butcher. But all the rest of it, great.
Why. Hey, a couple of frankfurters, please.
Meg's very sweet. Like, sometimes we do stuff for birthdays here on the team. Yeah. Everyone's always really nice. But Meg wanted to do something special for you, Jackson.
Mm.
And... it's been a little bit awkward because she's been suggesting things that I know that you just won't like because okay. I think you are one of the hardest people to buy for.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to buy for me. She did actually say to me sitting across from me in this studio yesterday that she was looking at presents for me and I was like, no, it's fine. And she's like, you are not getting away with it. I'm like, oh, no.
Cause the only
it's my love in life to find things people like.
Yeah,
very nice person.
It's a very nice thing to do.
Because I only know of one thing that I definitely know Jackson wants.
What? More Botox?
No, a G-Wagon.
Yeah, G-Wagon.
Oh.
And what's the cheapest? You're about 250K,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, 250,000 roughly for the one that I want.
I did put a $50 million Oslotto on last night. I haven't checked it yet. So you never know. That could happen on Friday.
It could be in your future.
It could be in your future.
If you did win, I would then maybe accept gifts.
So you don't waste your money, Meg. Okay. I thought what we'd do here this morning is run through everything that you've suggested to me in the car, and we'll just get Jackson because I hate surprise gifts. You know,
yeah. Like if, well, it's not really a surprise because he knows I'm going to get him something, well, regardless if he likes it or not.
I am all for telling people what I want for my birthday, for Christmas, so you're not disappointed.
Mm.
All right, these are the ones I think won't make the cut, okay. Jackson. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you real reactions. I'm not going to give you the birthday reaction of
thanks.
I love it.
Yesterday, you were wearing a striped T-shirt. It kind of looked like a soccer ref's T-shirt, and we were joking about how you'd be like a really aggressive referee, and you then went on to say that you'd love a whistle.
I would love a whistle.
You'd be really aggressive on the whistle.
Yeah.
Now, Meg, God bless you.
As soon as you left the room,
I've got the greatest idea for Jackson's present. I was like, what, Meg? She goes, an engraved whistle with his initials.
Oh, actually, do you know what? That wouldn't be too bad, but, I mean, that's not really a gift to you three. that's a bad investment.
That's more of a hindrance for us.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like you'd get a lot of joy out of that.
He didn't hate that idea, see?
We'll keep that in the list.
Okay, that's a maybe.
Didn't hate it, didn't love it.
The next was, Meg commented how each morning you're just so positive as you start your day, and she thought she'd buy you a positive affirmation calendar.
Oh, no, please don't. Please don't.
Out.
I've met a few people with positive affirmation calendars in the past, and let me tell you, they're not positive and they're not fun.
Oh, wow. She also noticed you had no real decorations in your ute that you drive at the moment. She thought, oh, maybe I can get him some fluffy dice for the rear vision mirror.
Oh, my God. Do you want me to drive into the abyss?
And that's a no.
That's a no. Okay, scratch.
Okay, no fluffy dice. Noted.
This one, I don't think you'll like it, but you could.
Mm.
Customized Crocs.
Absolutely not.
Hey, Justin Bieber wears Crocs. They're not that bad.
So absolutely not.
Well, you sent me
not.
Many photos, like, on the dock near the boats that you own. Like, I thought that would be a good idea.
On the dock?
I was like, do not buy him Crocs, mate.
You sent me videos around boats. Like, don't you wear Crocs on boats?
Gucci flats.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Do Gucci make Crocs?
They would that, not even touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Post Malone wears Crocs.
Still a no.
Do you want to look like Post Malone, though?
No.
Nobody wants to look
do you
like
wanna,
Post Malone.
Do you want to look how Post Malone hey, smells?
He has been, Jackson has been commenting that he wants some face and neck tattoos.
Oh, I do.
He
couldn't That's
really
true.
Own that image.
Yes.
He's got always tired written under his eyes, I think, now.
Oh, God.
That's a vibe.
I feel that on a spiritual level.
To wrap
level.
It up, she landed on yet another bottle of gin.
Yeah.
I was like, safe bet.
Do you know what, though? Alcohol gives me the face bloat, and I'm very insecure about getting old, and I'm trying to get fit at the moment, so even that, I would see that as a personal
Look,
attack.
I don't do vouchers, but how about just a voucher for Botox? Do you love your Botox?
I don't think they could fit any more in. The needle would bounce off the forehead.
You'll start dripping out the top of your forehead.
Happy birthday, Jackson. Happy birthday.
That's our gift to you, because we can't even get you anything.
She can't even bake. Meg's a feeder. She likes to feed
people. I like to bake
people,
and you don't
time.
Eat sugar.
No, well, I don't eat anything that, and this isn't shade to you, Meg, but like, I just don't trust anyone cooking me food.
You should trust me.
Oh, I've seen Van Wilder.
If you haven't seen Van Wilder, you will understand what I mean. I had to shut down Meg very early. I was like, Jackson will not eat. He does not eat anything at work unless it's a chocolate milk.
And it's always very uncomfortable when people come into my studio or with like a cupcake.
Or a least snack.
That's right. That's
maybe
the
muesli bar.
All right. 2 liter oat chocolate milk it is, my friend.
Yeah, because I always smile Better. At you, but then I'll throw it in the bin as soon as you shut that door.
Thank you.
It's true. Guys, checking in with Jess in the newsroom next at New FM Plus. We're playing Beat the Meat. Sausages on offer before 8 o'clock this morning. Good morning. The Novos. And I can get you
out of my mind. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, Jess, just hearing in the news then, little Cleo has been found.
Yes, this is so amazing.
Good. So what exactly happened?
So apparently this morning, Western Australia police rocked up at this house in Carnarvon about 1 o'clock their time over there and found Cleo in one of the rooms, and they've arrested a guy who they've got in for questioning at the moment. No idea who, what, how, but Cleo's been reunited with her family.
Can you imagine the relief her parents would be feeling right now? What a horrible thing to go through. Mm. Best case scenario.
Considering the relief everyone around the country is feeling right now, her family in particular, this is the best news I've heard this year, the fact that she's been found.
It's just incredible because it's been so long. I think a lot of people had written off the chance of her being found.
Yep.
It's just
These
astonishing,
situations
really.
Situations never really end well.
No.
Yeah. Very rarely. It's so true.
When you look at her, what a sweet little thing. 4 years old. Apparently when the cop found her in the room by herself, he picked her up and said, "Hey, what's your name?" And she said, "Cleo."
Oh!
Doesn't it just break your heart? Like, little innocent life, 4 years old. Man.
Yeah.
Whoever's done this to her, I'll be interested to see what comes out of this, but man.
It's just a
great news.
Hey, yeah, it is a real thrill. We're doing Switching Gears next. We're doing Love It or Loathe It. Now, of course, almost every year, a study comes out about whether or not wine is really good for you. And there's always like, it seems like there's one way where, yes, it is, and all the winos rejoice, myself included.
It's always red wine as well.
It's always red wine. We're going to do the latest update on that, plus some other stuff with Love It or Loathe It in just a minute.
The Novos.
New FM. Love it or loathe it.
Yeah, getting your thoughts on the daily topics. And, of course, we've talked about this before because it seems like every little while the whole, is red wine really good for you? And how much should you drink comes out in an article. So, Meg, you're new to wine. I'm going to do this. Red wine with dinner, love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Do I even need to?
Well, I don't know now. You're into wine, loathe it. You're off it, right?
You had some pink rosé.
Pink rosé. Well,
that's as close as you get to.
It's not even real wine, is it?
Well, you're obviously loathe it. I love red wine with dinner. I think it's fantastic. Not too often.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it now, like, once in a while.
So what I thought I would do just quickly is go through all of the... how many, like how often this comes out.
Yeah.
So I've got a list here. So 23rd of August, 2021. This is the most, the one just before today's. 3 glasses of red wine a week can lower your blood pressure. Then we go back to the 3rd of April. Drinking a small glass of red wine is good for you long term.
Sounds like an ACA investigation.
Then we do 4 months before that, 11th of December, 2020, the Daily Mail's annual red wine information article, how red wine can really help you.
And today on A Current Affair, the big question, is red wine good for you? We answer it today.
3 months before that, on the 4th of September, why drinking red wine is a good thing, the 7 reasons why it's good for your health. And then we only have to go 2 months before that, where we have study claims red wine has the same health benefits as exercise. I highly doubt that.
It doesn't.
Look, if it did, I might consider drinking it.
2 months before that, and that's where you know they're getting real lazy. On the 27th of August, red wine drinkers have significantly healthier gut bacteria. A month before that,
oh my God.
Major analysis of Spark's alcohol fears is flawed. Red wine is actually good for you. It goes on every 2 to 3 months, actually, over the last 3 years.
Is it when stories red wine sales start to dip, the article comes out, they go back up, and then it starts to dip, and then another article comes back out?
That's all I can think of.
Look, the way I see it, like half a glass once every week is probably good for you. When you're drinking 2 bottles like you do, Creevo, it's not really good. You're not getting the benefits, the 7 benefits of the product.
All the articles in the world won't
help.
It
won't.
All right, one more topic for Love It or Loathe It just quickly. Harry Styles, Love It or Loathe It.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Well, I think this is so obvious. Love it, of course.
All right, reason I want to bring him up, have you seen some of the outfits he's been doing for his performances over in the States at the moment?
Yes.
One of the most recent, this is quite amazing, he's dressed up as Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
Saw that.
He's rocking it.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite amazing, really.
I'm not into it.
You don't like it?
No.
I think it was a Halloween thing.
I think it was, but there's been a number of other outfits. He's like doing every show a different outfit.
Yeah.
Like totally different. Yeah.
Never thought I'd hear you say that a man like Harry Styles looks good in a dress.
Well, it's I don't know. It's not even... Well,
is
it's not
doing
really,
something for you or...
It's not doing anything for me. I just think if anyone can pull that off, it's him. Because he can pull off pretty much anything, can't he?
He rocks the power pearls. And he just, oh.
He's not wearing them in that. But
I love everything about Harry Styles.
Yeah, absolutely everything. What's your favourite bit of him, Meg, if you had to pick?
I love his hair.
What about yourself, Maddie? Do you have a favourite Harry Style part?
His overall vibe and energy.
That's not a specific part. Pick
his
a part.
His face.
Okay. Mm. All right, interesting.
Were you hoping for something?
No, that's
okay,
fine.
You're happy with that?
Yeah, happy with that. Satisfied.
Oh, good. Guys, coming up next, we are playing Beat the Meat Man.
Yes, the ultimate Beat the Bomb style game where you win sausages thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. The trick is basically don't get greedy. That's the way to win these. If you want to play, 13-10-09, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you up drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Creevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
So there's all these stories out about how if you don't get your Christmas gifts like posted out to people that need it now or very soon, they're not going to get it. And my fiance and I were watching one of these on the news and she goes, you got to get organized your gifts for your godson over in Western Australia. So I was like, oh, okay, I better get that sorted. And then she goes, what about his little brother? Because he's about 3 years old and he now has a little brother who's not yet one.
Okay.
And I sort of thought, do I need to get the little brother a gift as well? Because
if you're not his godfather, is that the reason?
I haven't been appointed godfather of the little brother.
Is it his birthday?
No, this is for Christmas.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. Right.
Okay. Talking about Christmas. Do I need to get the little brother a Christmas gift who is not yet 1 year old?
Now, yes.
So this is... Oh, okay.
Of course you do.
Well, there's a little bit of debate going on amongst us whether you need to get one for under 1 year old.
Not. Yes, absolutely not. And do you know what? I hate parents that expect it as well. Now, I know this is coming from a bitter non-parent, but the kid doesn't know. It will never appreciate it, and it's just a waste of money.
It's just the nice thing to do.
Well, how much are you spending on gifts?
Probably, I'm going to...
For your actual godson.
Maybe 40, 50 bucks.
All right. Now, if you were to buy a gift for your non-appointed second godson, what do you think is reasonable?
Well, you have to spend the same.
Nah, screw that, man.
No, I would.
Okay.
I couldn't help it. That's just me.
13, 10, 09. This is the debate. Do I buy a gift for the non-appointed, less than one-year-old godson as well?
So it's purely just because he's not even one and he's not going to remember it. That's why you don't
remember. Well, what's a useful gift? Buy them a box of nappies.
Like the kid is maybe eight, nine months old now.
Granted, the kid's probably only going to play with the wrapping paper. We know this. But the thing is, the nice thing to do is to get the gift. Like, yeah.
All right, this is the debate. Remember, every caller that gets on the air in the draw for our prize of the week this week, which is a pizza oven.
Maybe you can gift the pizza oven to the one-year-old.
Well, I can't take it off them, can I? 13, 10, 09. Are you Team Meg? Yes, I should. Or are you Team Maddie? No gifts.
The Novos.
Yeah, a little bit of a debate going on at home whether I should buy my not yet one-year-old, not officially appointed godson a Christmas gift. About 9 months old now, and I just don't know, is it worth the money? Or obviously my godson will get a gift, and maybe once his little brother turns 1, 2, I don't know, this is the thing.
How
I need some
the
help.
Godson? 3.
3.
Even a 3-year-old doesn't appreciate gifts. What a waste of money.
No, he totally does. He loves a toy car or something.
What's his name?
Max.
Max. If you went and said, Max, pick out the toy that Uncle Crevo got you last Christmas. He couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't.
Can I ask a question? When Max was born, did you send a gift?
Yeah, I did.
That was a baby-related gift?
It would have been, yeah.
There you go. There's your answer right there.
Okay. Can I just weigh in as someone who has a fair few nieces and nephews?
Yes, please.
So, look, kid gifts, if they cannot fetch you something from the Esky, they're not worthy of a gift.
Absolutely. I agree with 100%.
That's the minimum age.
So Max gets one, the little brother not yet.
And, it's, you know, shame on the parents if they expect a gift.
I don't think they're expecting it. I'm just trying to do the right thing, you know. But, hey. Well,
okay, let's run through some gift ideas for a 9-month-old baby.
What have you come up with? Maybe like one of those books that has a soft toy in it.
Can't read.
You're right. But the parents could read to him. That's maybe where it sits.
Won't understand.
Probably right. So some kind of mobile. They've probably got that already.
You guys are Grinches.
No.
Absolute Grinches.
All right, what ideas do you have for a not yet one-year-old?
Oh, anything like stuffed toys.
Meg the... No! Do you know, I hate parents who buy stuffed toys for their kids.
But you can find really cute ones.
That was a bit strong.
Yeah. That's full on. That's every parent ever.
No. But, like, there's nothing worse when you go into a room and there's just teddy bears everywhere. You have to get rid of them eventually. It's just a no.
Donate them to charity and...
That's the whole thing.
Stop being Grinches. Well, let's say.
Let's get some input, right?
Yeah. Over times, can't donate it to charity.
Let's go to Paris. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you
going? Hey, Paris.
Should Crevo get the gift for his 9-month-old, not even godson?
bugger it.
Okay. Bugger it?
Yeah. you're doing the nice thing. You're buying your godchild a present. It's not like later on in life the other child's going to go, well, you didn't buy me a gift when I was 9 months old.
Oh, but you don't do it for praise. You do it just because it's the nice thing to do.
Of course you do it for praise, Meg. Why else do you buy a nine-month-old baby a present to get brownie points?
Oh. Oh, God, right. This is... Okay, so that's a no from Paris. Don't bother, right?
Don't bother.
Okay, all right. So it's one for Team Maddie. Who have we got next?
Christy, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Christy. What are your thoughts on this? Should Creevo buy this nine-month-old child that's not even his godson a present?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, if he doesn't, I mean, he's totally out for any future godfather privileges. But with that aside, he totally needs to. I mean, come on. It's fair. I've got two kids, a one-year-old and a four-year-old. And at birthdays, we get a present for each of them because they both want to unwrap it. So I think it's fair.
What do you buy a one-year-old?
Yet one-year-old.
You can buy plenty of gifts, like bath toys. Bath toys are always a winner because they don't last very long, so you got to throw them out. So,
that's true. You
know, okay, that's a good tip.
Like that's always a good thing.
That's a good tip. All right, I'm going to take that one on board. Thank you.
Yep.
So one each at this point.
All right, let's go to Tempany. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Because a one-year-old doesn't really need much, he mostly gets hand-me-downs from the older brother. My one-year-old really liked balls.
Okay, just a ball.
It's just simple. You don't need to spend a lot of money. It's just a ball.
It's not a dog, Tempin.
Something to unwrap.
Yeah, just wrap a ball, or, you know.
Something simple, all right.
Something simple, that's all they want. Like, even just a box. Just put a ball in a box. They'll love it.
As Tempin just said, it's always hand-me-down clothes when it's the second child. Maybe... just a couple of outfits or something like that.
Oh, yeah, even that, yeah.
Just something that's his, that's not a hand-me-down.
See, yes. My suggestion, Tempany, to Creevo was don't go and buy a $50 toy. I think that's a waste of money. And really, you're only buying it for the other kid anyway who will probably use the toy that's more age-appropriate. I think I, as a mother, would you appreciate somebody sending you, like, mum stuff that you need for the baby, like nappies, bottles, all that gear?
How old is the baby?
9 months old.
9 months old.
Well, they're sitting up, so they're getting more and more interactive. So now is a really good time to be getting those interactive toys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got. It seems like most people are saying I need
two
to get
against
it.
One. Thanks, by the look of it.
Yeah. Plus Meg in that in the mix.
So bitter. Sorry. One of those days. Jackson, what's the gossip up next? Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. I mean, is it not just enough to call someone's baby cute these days?
Yeah. You have to lie through your teeth half the time saying that anyway.
To be fair, we'll get a bit expensive for your friends. You want seven kids.
I know. I was going to say, when I have my 7, 8 kids and my people mover, not going to happen, people mover, Creevo, no expectation on you, mate, to buy them a gift. I'm happy with just a hey, mate, good job.
you're killing it with 7 kids. You're amazing.
Kristen Stewart is apparently getting married. I'll give you the details on that. Also to Janet Jackson. Remember that Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction?
Of course.
Will we get? It's come up in the news again, and I'm going to tell you why. Very fascinating. There's going to be an investigation into this, and I don't know how I feel about it.
All right, details next. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Yeah, Jackson is here. Big news from Kristen Stewart, of course, a.k.a. Real Life Daria, getting married.
I think she is one of the most underrated Hollywood actresses of all time. She's really great. I'm a fan of her. She went through a bit of crap when she cheated on old R-Pats. But you know what? Young, dumb, and like finding their way in life. So yeah, she's engaged. I didn't even know she was in a relationship, but her girlfriend, Dylan Meyer, dropped down on one knee, and they say they're going to get it done as quick as possible, and they have no plans for a serious wedding. Do you remember the McDonald's tuxedo t-shirts that they used to wear?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to apparently wear something along the lines of that.
Jeez. That's interesting. Especially considering normally you wouldn't think they're going to go for that kind of outfit. You'd think they'd spend thousands, you know, thousands, tens of thousands on
a Dior dress or something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And get pictured in it and get it for free.
Has anyone seen her as Princess Diana in that trailer?
Looks
I don't know
good.
If the movie's out yet. It's being panned. Like, it got a standing ovation at Cannes Film Festival, but a lot of people are saying it's not great. But she was really, like, sort of divisive when she was announced as Princess Diana, but she looks so much like her, which is so crazy
also,
to see.
I had no idea she was a lesbian.
Really?
No.
I think she
no
swings clue. Both ways.
Yeah, I think she might.
The most fun do, really.
Because she was engaged to a guy not long ago.
Yeah, and she was with RPATs for quite a while.
And it doesn't seem as if they would just be, you know, a beard. It seems like, you know, she had genuine relationships with him. You get engaged.
Yeah, Hollywood's very free-flowing. They just go with the wind.
I'm just showing the guys a picture of her as Princess Diana in the movie Spencer.
Oh, it's amazing, right?
It's extraordinary.
Like, uncanny. And everyone caned her to begin with. They were like, nah, she cannot do the job. And the trailer looks... She gets it pretty spot on. So, I mean, we'll see.
I love a royal drama.
Yeah, Princess Di had such unique mannerisms as well that are so famous because there's so much footage of her around, you know, meeting people and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if she gets all that right.
And everyone wants to tell the story, but it's very rare that someone does get it right. So, yeah, apparently she's going to do it. Look, let's move on. Another movie coming out, Boobygate. It's going to be all about the Super Bowl. incident with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
A movie about it.
Yeah, like a whole Hulu movie. They're really investing a lot of money into this to, like, go through the lead-up and then the aftermath of it. I mean, this was huge. I was going through interviews of this morning and, like, even Oprah got involved in just, like, grilling Janet Jackson and then shunning her from society.
What people don't understand is he was to take and rip the piece off that he did.
The leather piece.
Right, but more came off than what was supposed to.
So he was supposed to pull that off and we just see the red and he ripped the whole thing. And so the moment that happened, you immediately covered your breast because you didn't want to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd wanted to be exposed, you wouldn't have covered it.
Exactly.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. This is like how YouTube started, do you know what I mean? Because everyone wanted to see that video. It did shape history.
After all of these years, does anyone here think that it was on purpose?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Of course it was.
Yeah,
of
course. You'd think so. I mean...
It gets you talking about the Super Bowl, doesn't it?
At some point, you would have to do a wardrobe check before you went out. If you really didn't want that to happen, you wouldn't go, oh, this dress is a little bit slippery and might fall down here. Let's do it anyway.
I do hate it to a degree how she's the one who copped it, not Justin.
Well, Justin Timberlake's really ridden that train of life, hasn't he? When he's done it to Britney Spears, he's done it to Janet Jackson. I'm glad he's got his day.
These guys, both of them, were after publicity. We're still talking about it in 2021.
A movie's coming out. A whole movie
about it.
I feel like there's more interesting things, though, to make a...
I don't know if it warrants a whole movie. No, maybe a 20-minute doco.
It was a literally two-second moment in history.
Anyway.
Do we need it?
Well, who's going to play Janet? Do we know?
Probably Janet. She's got nothing else going on. But you know what? I will go sit in the cinema and watch it. Like, it'll be 2.5 hours and I'll be glued to the screen. I'll be like, it's great, guys. Go see it. Better than that Diana Spencer, Kristen Stewart stuff.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Meg.
And Creepo.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
105 minutes commercial free. It's kicking off at 9 with Jackson.
Yo.
I've
been Justin Bieber in the playlist. Hold on. Taylor Swift as well. They're mortal enemies. Oh.
I know. Yeah. Scooter Braun manages Justin. Didn't he buy Taylor's back catalogue?
Yeah, her back catalogue. Her skin would be crawling now. She knows this is happening.
That's a dog act for him to do. Mm.
Taylor Swift just has that spidey sense. She's probably going to sue New FM for putting them in the same playlist. Ed Sheeran as well. His new album. I've never been an Ed Sheeran fan, but it's really good.
That's great.
It's just so different. That's why.
Yeah.
Nah, awesome. It's kicking off after 9 o'clock. Meg, over
to you. My fiance and I got on the subject of like iconic dreams the other night. Just the random ones that you still think about, even if it's been a couple of years. I had a dream 14 years ago when I was 18 years old about a certain Australian actor. Now, at the time, this certain Australian actor was in his 50s, and for some reason, it has stayed with me to this very day. I don't know why. It creeps me out, and I'm going to let you know who that was next.
You're really setting this up, Meg.
It's interesting to say the least.
Is it bad?
I don't want to say bad.
You and this actor in this dream, what did you get up to? Some activities.
Activities.
Okay, we'll find out who it is next.
The Novos.
We're going into Meg's mind right now with an interesting dream that she had about a certain actor.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Normally, I hate dream chat. Not going to lie. But this one, it stayed with me. So I was like,
let me crank up the gypsy psychic music, Meg, first.
This dream has stayed with you for years.
14 years.
Wow.
I was 18 years old. Think
14 years, man.
Yeah, think iconic Australian actors for me.
Alf Stewart.
Someone you'd have, like, a certain type of dream about.
Toadie from Neighbours.
Is this an adult cuddles dream,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. Is it him?
No.
I'm guessing it's not a Hemsworth.
It's not a Hemsworth.
You should be bragging about that.
I would be... No.
Not
I've
even
got a
Luke?
Feeling that would be quite forgettable.
The actor who played Mr. Fisher on Home and Away.
Flathead. Prince, I think they called it back in the day.
Flathead. Flathead, yeah.
The thing is, like, if it was an attractive Australian actor, I don't think I'd remember it. Because if you have those kind of dreams about someone who's attractive, you don't really remember them. They're not that iconic. This one makes absolutely zero sense to me.
Okay.
Making out like this person is really ugly,
it's
man.
Not so that, but when an 18,
who is it?
When an 18-year-old is having that kind of dream about Hugo Weaving.
Oh.
What?
And it's that one
old
that,
60-year-old beardy.
He was only, okay, when I was 18, he was about 50, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. Something along I think those he's 60-something now, isn't he?
Oh, is he? I'm not sure.
Oh, he's not. He's not even bad looking.
He's 61, by the way.
The thing is, though, I don't even remember the movie that I saw him in, and it wasn't The Matrix. I know it was something
I was going to say, is it The Matrix? Because like, that was, he was great in that, actually.
In particular, Mr. Anderson.
Really creepy.
But there was another movie that I saw him in. I can't remember what it was. And he was like, he was channeling, like, older vibes. And for some reason, this dream has stayed with me for the last 14 years, and I've got no idea, like...
What do you think it means?
So you were doing...
That I was meant to date Hugo Weaving? I don't know.
So you were doing, like, adult activities.
Yeah.
Was it at your house? Where was it?
I don't
it at a
remember.
Park?
I don't remember exactly where, but I just... The main part was afterwards when we were just lying on the couch together.
Spooning?
And, yeah. But
you and
why,
Hugo Weaving.
I just, if anyone can give me any insight as to why, that would be really good. But, like, how come certain dreams, especially when they're about Hugo bloody Weaving?
So, if you're a hippie dream doctor listening right now.
Can you help? Because
or you know of one.
I don't understand, like. I can't remember what I dreamt about a week ago.
I've just done a quick Google if you want to hear what Google has to say.
Okay,
if you have an intimate dream, especially about a celebrity, it's more about your deep, dark desires when it comes to connecting to the qualities of people around you. So maybe that's why. Maybe you're just not, like, intimately satisfied.
I was 18 years old.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That's Google, right? And Google's always correct.
So, true. Did you Google Dream Doctor Jackson? I've also Googled something, but it has a completely different meaning.
Oh,
I just Googled, what does it mean when you sleep with a celebrity in your sleep?
How did you go about this? Psych Central. I've found an article here.
Yeah.
What does dreaming about a celebrity mean?
Yeah.
In particular, the adult cuddles. It says that it suggests that you are tapping into something deeper, like a desire to obtain stardom. Now
Megsy Sparkles. Things have changed since then. Since the young, like, bushy-tailed, bright-eyed Megsy Sparkles.
I'm curious. How is Hugo Weaving getting me into radio? I don't know.
Well, it's an older medium, and he's an older man. So maybe that's it.
I can see you and him together.
Really? Oh, tell Josh that. He'll love that.
Hey, if well, you break it, up.
Then now he's a bearded man, day. Isn't he?
I did Google recent photos. I'm not feeling the beard.
Oh, cause is it too bushy?
Yeah.
Do you like it a bit more?
Well, Josh has a very refined beard.
And you like that?
Yes.
Is it prickly?
No. No, it's very ticklish.
See, I'm just Googling Hugo Weaving's beard now. It is quite bushy,
it's bushy,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That's wild,
like,
man,
very,
sort of stuff.
Like bush ranger-ish type.
You know
beard.
What? He looks like he could work at a national parks at the moment.
I can see that. Well, Meg, look, who knows what it means?
I think we need to get what we should
do.
We'll find a dream doctor.
Because I cannot remember a single dream from 14 years ago. That's,
you can't remember yesterday, though.
That's
it's
true.
It's more that it was just unbelievable having a dream about him.
Hey, I think there's a deeper connection here, and yep. There's something we need to figure out and uncover, because there's no coincidence.
Go home and watch The Matrix.
Does he have a sexy voice?
Well, maybe
Mr.
That was
Anderson.
It. Mr. Anderson.
That's the only thing
that's
I can.
That's the only thing I can really think of.
His only iconic line ever.
Yeah, I can't even think of any other movies he was in, but I know, like, I must
As if
have
we
watched.
Were going to guess it, by the way.
Yeah, very unguessable.
Oh, he's an iconic Australian actor.
You can't even name another movie.
Because The Matrix is so iconic.
He was in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God, maybe I watched Lord of the Rings.
Oh, if you were dreaming about him from
Lord
of
the
Rings.
That's the thing. I did go see Lord of the Rings at, like, Greater Union at Glendale back in the day, and I fell asleep.
Are you popping this ring in this volcano? What's going on here?
Was that nap the night that you dreamt of it in that movie?
Maybe, could be the case.
Come over here, my precious.
I just got a message. V for Vendetta. I think he was in that.
He was also in the movie Babe, Big in the City as Rex the male sheepdog.
As a sheepdog.
Wow.
God. Very varied roles, old Hugo Weaving, isn't
well,
it?
I don't think any of those roles are what I dreamt about before. So.
Real hot sheepdog.
Let's move on.
Let's do it.
Guys.
Did you have a creepy call about a creepy dream about Hugo Weaving?
Last calls up next.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, maybe you've had an intimate dream about a celebrity. We'll take those calls. Anything you want to talk about, in fact, we'll take them all on air. Everyone that gets on the air this week in the draw for our prize of the week, which is a pizza oven.
A wood fired pizza oven.
Oh, even better.
Man.
So good.
That's what you want
Summer
in your life.
Summer is coming. If you want to call 1310 09.
The Novos.
Hello.
Last call.
Yeah, this is where you can call up and talk about anything you want to vent about, you can mention. And, of course, everyone that gets on the show this week in the draw for our prize of the week, 131009, if you want to get involved.
Paris is back. Hello, Paris.
Hey.
Hey, what do you want to talk about?
Maddie?
Sorry?
This one's for you.
Okay, yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't get it. Hugo Weaving, his most iconic role.
Yeah.
Yeah, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh,
now I have
Paris,
a photo
I
of your character
that.
From Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh.
You,
and you guys had a debate offline.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've thought this whole time, Paris, because you've called over the years a lot. I thought you were gay, but apparently
I'm
you've
a
got
trisexual.
A wife and three kids.
I'm a trisexual. I'll try anything once.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I haven't heard that before, Paris.
Neither have I.
How does your missus feel about that?
Oh, she's well aware of it.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So, over the years, obviously, you know, you've settled down now, but you've done some experimentation through the time. Is that it?
Yeah, I had a boyfriend at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, man. You're living your best life.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever you're into, we're all about that here.
Yeah, of course. Priscilla, though, do you know what? I've watched it once. It's one of those movies. I don't know why people go on so much about it. It's like a one-time-only thing.
I haven't actually watched it.
Yeah. I watched 15 minutes of it, I think, once.
And that's all.
That's about it.
Would you recommend it, Paris?
Not really, no.
What are you talking about now?
Like, maybe 10 times?
You've watched it maybe 10 times and you don't recommend it.
I just think because it was such an Australian iconic movie.
Oh, it is,
yeah.
But it's an old 80s movie.
Kind of like Muriel's Wedding or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I would get the ads on Amy a bit better then if I watched it. But
going to Broken Hill.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. But maybe I should watch it just to understand the references.
It is good to watch once. Yeah. 10 times, though, Paris.
That's quite
sure
a lot.
You're not into the movie?
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah, it's good.
I just reckon it was good that it was actually a really controversial film.
It was at the time. Absolutely. It really was at the time. Because a lot of people weren't ready for that. And the what I don't like about Priscilla, right, is I think that it sets like a tone. It's like it set a tone about what people expect from a gay person all this time. I think there's a real basic way of... It represents a basic way of looking at gay people.
Yeah, I understand that. I actually got that.
Actually, don't have an opinion on the way though. Like, it's a good movie.
Whether it's a good movie or not,
You think it says a bit of a stereotype to a degree. Yeah.
Thanks, Paris.
Interesting. I guess if you watch it, think about it through that lens.
Get your heels on, Crevo.
Yeah, off the broken heel.
<Kind of lower.
laughs>
105 Commercial Free is up next with Jackson. Hello. Yes. Have you watched Priscilla?
No, I've never seen it, but I was just thinking I did have a dog called Priscilla once and another one called Elvis. That was my mum's doing, not mine. But no, I've never seen Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I've never understood, like, what it was. Like, I feel like it was a little bit before me. Maybe I should watch it.
New age millennials.
Such a millennial, like a young millennial. Oh, look at me.
humble brag. Yeah.
Jason Derulo.
Love it.
Yeah.
Is he
a millennial? He's not a humble millennial, though. Natalie and Imbruglia.
She's still getting majorly rich off this song.
Oh, 100%. I remember that girl on the X Factor that completely dissed her and was like, "Who are you anyway?" and then punched her friend in the face on stage.
Yeah, it's not even her song.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a cover, right?
That's right.
The Pussycat Dolls as well.
Oh, these girls. That reunion lasted a whole 5 seconds.
I went to the reunion concert the last day that Australia was open for everything. It was great. What a shame that they're now fighting and suing
again.
Each other.
Feel really bad. When they played in Newcastle, I think it was like 2008 or 9, they couldn't sell it. They had to go half price tickets.
Oh, was that when Lady Gaga?
Yes.
They ended up selling Lady Gaga as the main stage instead of the support act?
Yeah.
Wow. What a difference. What a time. How things have changed,
Absolutely. Guys, have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya. The Novos.